Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What's good, brothers and sisters? It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN 2. Keyshawn Johnson, J. Will over there. Your man Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman over here. The boys are down in Raleigh, North Carolina, together. What could possibly go wrong with Keyshawn and J. Will together?
Freddie, I already got the Red Cup life going on this morning.
I'm waiting for the backyard barbecue.
You don't know about that life, Freddie.
Really?
You don't know
why you got three of them, by the way. Why you got three? Well, you got one mouth. Why you need three cups for?
Because I got the coffee in the red cup, so I had to, you know, triple cover.
Oh.
Triple cover.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. So explain to those why you guys down in Raleigh, North Carolina together. For Keyshawn, anybody who doesn't know.
Joey?
We are doing a promotional tour, I guess that's the way we call it, right?
On tour, yes.
Yeah, we're on tour. You know, we've hit up
Chicago.
Chicago, Houston, Memphis.
Yeah.
Now Raleigh. Okay. We'll be in New York, Chicago again.
Okay.
And we're just doing our stops to our affiliates that support us in our areas. And Raleigh's one of our major, I guess,
affiliates
and supporters. And the fan base down here is amazing. And Jay and I are actually going to today go to Duke and participate in, you know, some fan activity. He's going to, you know, shoot some hoops. I'll shoot a little bit with him, and we're going to throw a football around or two and just have some fun.
Right.
So, Fred, you know, this is my neck of the woods. I've been living down here since 2007. Mm-hmm. So, you know, playing ball down here. We didn't get a chance to do anything last night because we all got in kind of late on flights and stuff. But I get a chance to throw out the first pitch today at the Durham Bulls game.
Nice.
Bull City, which would be dope. Take Key. Let Key throw some catch some balls over at Duke football, which would be the best wide receiver that we've had at Duke in a long time. We'll take it. And
ever.
Yeah, that could be ever.
Key Spray was the head coach.
Yeah.
He's talking about a long time.
I'd rather focus on basketball. I'd rather focus on basketball, frankly.
Lord knows everybody else does down at Duke.
Yeah. And then, get a chance to go over to Cameron Indoor Stadium today, hang out a little bit, and show Key my neck of the woods, man.
Okay, by the way, you guys are at the studios at ESPN 99.9 The Fan.
99 The Fan.
Down in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you got to help me out with this because you guys said you took different flights, meaning you, Key, you, J. Will, and also James Steele, one of the producers of the show. A man who was afraid to fly, and he was in the Air Force?
Yeah, how does that work, James? You were afraid to fly, but you were in the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really can't respond right now. He just says,
well,
he looks like Thor from Endgame right now. I didn't know the hair was so flowy. He calls himself the Fat Thor. I did not say that, just for the record.
I actually thought he wouldn't make it.
Really?
Yeah, because we were on a text little chain going around.
A text little chain?
Yeah.
As opposed to text big chain?
Big chain, little chain, thread, whatever you want to call it, group text.
Just don't break the chain of the letter. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, just don't. Just have an iPhone on the text thread, Freddie.
Hey, I'm not getting an iPhone. You can let that balloon go, Junior. It ain't about to happen.
He was leaving from up north. Ain't that what y'all say down here? Up north?
Up north,
yeah. He was leaving from up north on the East Coast, and I was coming from west, and he left way earlier than me, according to the time difference, but I beat him to the hotel. Because he was still stuck in Charlotte when I landed in Raleigh. I'm like, are you here? He's like, no, I'm just now, I think I'm boarding. I was like, dude, I'll take a nap by the time you get here. So it was like, you know, he had some travel issues. Jay had a little travel issues, you know. And it feels like every single time we get on a plane or in an airport, we got a little bit of a travel issue going on.
And you can only imagine, Freddie, Key, 6'4 and a half, 6'5, sitting in bulkhead.
Because
there's not too many flights that go from L.A. to RDU, right?
Nope.
To Raleigh-Durham. So.
Nope.
Just Key for a good 4.5, 5 hours in the bulkhead, just knees pressed up in the chest. Like, just just envision that. It's funny within itself to
feeling
me.
Like a parent at a PTA meeting to help out your kid, and you're sitting at the same desk your kid does in first grade. That's what Keyshawn looked.
Hey, Freddie, try this transition.
Okay.
Whatever works to get me to Raleigh so I can watch the game that happened last night with the Mavericks beating up on the Golden State Warriors.
That was horrible.
There it was horrible.
We give you A for effort. We'll give you that. Here with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. You mentioned the game real quick involving last night between Golden State and Dallas, and I don't think anybody's surprised that the Dallas Mavericks won Game 5. I mean, they made over 15 three-pointers again, 11th game this postseason. That's the most single postseason in NBA history. I just get the sense looking at that it wasn't as if Golden State mailed it in. Sometimes a team just gets the best you, Jay Will. Even though Golden State had a 29-point deficit, reduced that to 8 in the fourth quarter for Dallas, winds up winning at 119-109. But you talked about something before the show today in terms of this was a game that Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, specifically him, had to get.
Yeah, well, first off, Golden State always tricks off games. They do this, right? So this is in tune with their character. Secondly, we made such a big story about the Denver Nuggets and Jokic, who's a two-time MVP, getting you one game against Golden State. So with that being said, I'm like, all right, Luka, you got to give us one game. Now, Luka comes through in elimination games, averaging over 30 points per game, but the rest of the cast came to play last night. So, look, I like the fact that they're going to make this respectable. I think this will still be a gentleman's sweep. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was a big game for Luka last night and their cast, because when you talk about Dorian Finney-Smith, you talk about Maxi Kleber, you talk about Reggie Bullock, who had a donut last game. Mm-hmm. 0 points for Reggie Bullock last game. And all of a sudden for him to make 6 threes, for them to go 17 of 20 from 12 from 20 from the three-point line and make a lot of shots, that's what Dallas needed. But they also got into the paint. And when they get into the paint and they make shots, like, that's what the energy is high. That's who they are. They just couldn't – I don't think they can sustain it for a long period of time against the firepower of Golden State. That's what it comes down
to. The beauty of it, though, is Dallas knows what it's about now, and that's important. To be able to go from where you are this year into next year and have some sort of momentum, understanding of what – championship basketball is all about. Yeah, you 3-1, you get a gentleman's sweep, so to speak, but you also understand what it's about. Like, you understand the pulse of the game because you haven't been in this position before. Now you're in this position. When you get back there a year or two from now, you make some adjustments in the offseason, and now you get back, you know what to expect. You're not caught off guard, so to speak. And a lot of young organizations with young superstars go through this. The Memphis Grizzlies will go through this. It took the Boston Celtics several years to get back to the position that they're in now because they had to take their lumps and understand and figure it out. Now they look like the favorite to a degree to come out of the East because of the wounds that they had in the past.
Well, it's a second. Yeah, go ahead.
See,
go ahead, Jay.
Preaching, brother.
I know he
I
really
see
is.
Preaching
well,
this
man,
morning,
I'm
brother.
Just giving you a little facts, man. I mean,
no, I like
you
that.
Can disagree with me if you want
no,
to.
No, I don't. I agree
I mean,
with
the
you.
The internet probably saying shut up right now, but whatever.
Well, the internet tells people to shut up
internet.
All the time. Yeah, leave the internet alone.
Well, you're going to tell me what goes on.
Social media. I got you.
You're going to tell me everything.
I got you.
I don't look at it. You tell me, and people send stuff to me, so therefore. Freddie Coleman, Keyshawn Johnson, along with Jay Will, along with Freddie Coleman.
Along
Keyshawn
with Freddie
Johnson.
Coleman. Yo, Freddie, your intro videos in the morning, I'm like, yo, how many times you going to say our names?
Why not? Do you want me to brand your show or not?
I'm with it. I'm with it.
All right, then.
By the way, don't get mad at me, Freddie. Key's the one that brought it up.
No, you brought it up.
I did not bring it up.
I brought it up just now, but you, when Freddie was not on in the meeting, Jay, stop always acting like a chicken. He brought it up. He said that Freddie always goes, Keyshawn, Jay Will, Max. I'm Freddie Coleman sitting in for Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams.
Yeah. You see that?
I make
you
sure
said
everybody
that.
Gets
I didn't
name.
Say that.
From now on, I just call you K and Jay and just call it a day from now on. How's
oh,
that?
I like that. See?
K, Jay, we'll just call it a day. Yeah, see, I'm here to help you guys from that standpoint.
Yes,
by the way, hit
you
the
are.
Guys on Twitter at Keyshawn, at Real Jay Williams, my handle, at Coleman ESPN. We talked about Golden State losing game five last night, to the Dallas Mavericks. That series now 3-1. But Steve Kerr made news as a Golden State Warriors head coach that had nothing to do with Game 4 last night. We'll do that after Jay Will has this from Masterworks.
I'm Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, Freddie Coleman, filling in for Max on hot news story talking about one of the best business minds in sports. regardless of how you feel about how he runs things in Dallas, you can't deny the dude is a baller. That 3 Super Bowl run was legendary, wasn't it? And he turned his parents' small grocery store into an empire worth billions. So when he puts millions into a new market, valued at $1.7 trillion, it's worth paying attention to. Here's the best part, though. Now ordinary people like you and I can enter that same market without needing to own a franchise. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. What they're doing is revolutionary, which is why they've already gotten over 400,000 members on their platform and certified unicorn status. Our listeners get priority access to skip their wait lists. Just go to masterworks.io and use promo code KJM. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. That's masterworks.io, promo code KJM. Masterworks.io, promo code KJM. There is no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So what happened yesterday, we got done with the show at 10, Freddie, right? And my flight was at 2. So I'm like, you know what, man? I don't got no place to go to. I'm just going to go to the airport, sit there, try to do some reading. I'm going to go to the lounge. I'll go to the Delta Lounge. You ever get to the airport, you're like, damn, this airport is packed. I need some place to sit down. Mm-hmm. So I get into the Delta Lounge, Key, and this thing is packed, and I am starving because I have not eaten since like 4:45 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, all right, cool. What we got? You know, we got some food over here, and like, I'm like, we got a buffet line. What the? Got a buffet line? The Delta Lounge? Okay. So exactly. Is the Delta? Why is the buffet line packed? So I get up there, and people are doing all that all over the food. Freddie, like, some people got masks on. Some people don't. Everybody touching all the utensils, everything. And then the food is so they got. Kid mm-hmm. had some candy yams. I'm like, how? Got candy yams at the Delta Lounge. You know they ain't had no candy. It ain't taste nothing like yams.
No, they was probably canned yams.
Canned yams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had the coleslaw next to the candy yams with fried rice. I'm like, what the hell?
That's not even a proper mixture.
And it's all.
Amen.
And there's no space between any of them. And people using different utensils from one bucket to the other. I can't.
Food, are they talking food particles?
And people want to shake your hands. This is why I don't mean to do this to the Delta Lounge, but
well, first of all, in this day and age, when you walk in a buffet line, you should already know
what time it is.
Yes. Yeah, that ain't even. I just talked about this the other day when at the event that I was at. Like, you're not. No, I'm not messing around in that line in this day and age with people walking by, coughing, food particles coming out of their mouth when they're talking. You just don't know. It's
too much. And then the line was so long for the buffet line, you had some people that were grabbing chairs down.
Because in the Delta Lounge, you can order food at the bar. That's your fault.
But you know when you're so hungry, you can't think right. You just see it and you react. That's where I was at, Freddie.
I've heard of food coma, never food amnesia. That's a new one.
I'm not a germaphobe like that, but I am.
Yeah.
I am and I'm not.
Right.
When I see something that doesn't look right, that's when I have a real issue.
Well, it's just a problem when people cough now. Like, I'm trying to go back to normal, but I just can't be normal, yo.
You mean like the guy sitting next to me on the plane that coughed a couple times?
I mean, looking at him like, yo, come on, man. I can't. Let me roll my eyes. By the time we get to 3 or 4, I'm like, I'm a bad person.
Yeah, one of our producers, Pat Costello, I'll never forget when the pandemic first got started, somebody coughed. All you heard Pat go, oh, God. That's all he said. That's you and Keyshawn.
Just raises anxiety, and I don't like it, Freddie. I start sweating underneath my armpits. I'm like, damn,
I don't worry about it, but I get it. I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Jay just gave us news on the worst barbecue ever at Delta. It is Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, as well as Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. A lot of concentration happening last night in terms of Game 4 between the Golden State Warriors and Dallas Mavericks. But that took center stage, not away from what was the news of the day involving the shooting happening down in Texas, in which so many young kids were killed at a school by an 18-year-old. Even two adults were a part of this whole massacre that happened down in the state of Texas. And Steve Kerr, who knows a lot about this, as the Golden State Warriors head coach, having violence happening to his family, he made a lot of news by what he had to say about the shooting that happened at a school in Texas.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here, and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly Black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs. You know, come on, Mavs. Let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. You realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check. 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
The words of Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, before they played Game 4 last night against the Dallas Mavericks. And Jay Will, so many people have so many different thoughts about this, not only what he had to say, but another mass shooting happening in this country barely days after what happened in Buffalo.
Freddie, we had two shootings last night in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, this year in 2022, we've had 212 mass shootings in our nation already, which is so sad. And me as a parent of a third child on the way, I can't imagine that. You know, Key's gone through some crazy stuff over the past year. And, you know, that took me to a dark place, even how he was dealing with that. And for me, I agree with Steve Kerr on H.R. 8. This bill has been passed twice by the House. It's been sitting in Senate for a while. I think that is a step. I still doesn't think that cures a lot of the issues around the secondary market, especially from, you know, being where I'm from. And, you know, you didn't have to go through any background checks to get stuff like that. But yesterday, even though there was a game played last night, I know we led with that. It was insignificant. That game was insignificant. Mm-hmm. I agree with what a lot of people were saying yesterday, Key. Like, I'm so tired of saying, you know, prayers and condolences, man. Like, I just want to put things into action to start helping, because it feels like we have this conversation over and over and over again. And it reminds me of 2012, Sandy Hook in Connecticut.
Every year we're going to have this conversation until it's fixed. How you fix it, I have no idea, because much like you said, Jay, the secondary market is available to people out there. But whatever little bit you can do to fix it, we should try. You know, I understand I'm not a gun owner or anything like that. I've been around violence my entire life, growing up as a kid, growing up in South Central Los Angeles, hearing gunshots in the middle of the night, early in the morning, afternoon at school, whatever you want to call it, having been wounded myself as a kid. So I get it. I understand it. But for me, it's all about a parent having to bury their child. Mm-hmm. That is the part that runs deep to my wound. Having been in the situation myself a year ago, having to lay my daughter to rest. Not the same situation as gun violence, but it's still drug violence is the same to me. There's no difference, because when you lose a kid when you're not supposed to at a young age that has not grown fully. Think about those babies. They're babies. They're babies in Texas. They don't, those are kids. They haven't had a chance to even get an opportunity to go fill out an application for a job, to understand what going to college is all about. Or high school, for that matter. And now you're a parent having to deal with that, figure out funeral arrangements, things of that nature. Nobody ever should have to go through that. But because the world that we live in is a mess, we continuously go through this every single year, multiple times. Sometimes on smaller scales, not as large as it was yesterday. It's not covered quite the same, but it's still happening. Every single year, we have this conversation about gun violence, about somebody that is young getting a hold of a gun and going on a rampage and doing something that no one should ever do. And this is why we sit here now and we try and figure out how to solve the problems that we keep facing every single year, Freddie.
And Freddie, sometimes when these stories don't break through, when athletes don't talk about it, mm-hmm. you know, we try to talk about it, it doesn't catch the same kind of attraction, right? Like the, like athletes were talking about Buffalo days later, but it didn't catch the same traction from the national media, mm-hmm. or even Oxford, Michigan. Like it happened, four students were killed there and several others were injured. Yeah. Didn't catch the same kind of traction, so... You know, this is obviously a bigger story, but this has happened so many times that all of a sudden, for most people, it becomes like white noise, right. Which is even more,
you know,
sad.
It's weird to me, because I was just having this conversation, similar conversation, with my wife and kids just the other night at dinner with a family, because my daughter is 12 years old and we're talking about the mall, and they think that I'm like weird because I won't allow my kids to go to the mall by themselves at all. Like, at all times, I want an adult mm-hmm. with my daughter and my son, whether it's our own security or whatever you want to call it, they will not be going into a mall by themselves in such due time that I feel they're capable of handling themselves at a certain level because of the fear that I live with every single day. Okay? Every single day I live with that fear that somebody, for whatever reason, may have an off day and decide that they just gonna go and take lives. Yeah. It scares the living you know what out of me, Freddie. And I just had this conversation the other day. Mm. And my daughter, you know, at 12 years old, she's like, "Oh, Dad, you're always panicking." Yes, I am.
Parents, that's what we
absolutely
do.
Absolutely, I will be.
Yeah, no doubt about that. More KJM next. Don't go away.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. Always good to talk NBA with the conference finals. What happened in Game 4 last night between Dallas and Golden State? And what could happen in Game 5 tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals involving Boston versus Miami down in Miami? Let's bring in Frank Isola from Sirius XM NBA Radio. He joins the show and hit him on Twitter at the Frank Isola. I'm going to start with last night, Frank, in terms of the Dallas Mavericks. They win the friends and family game. They don't get swept. We're going to see a Game 5 involving them in Golden State two nights from now. What is it about Luka that he has those great performances when Dallas is up against it in elimination games?
Yeah, and I also think when he's at his best, he's also sharing the ball a little bit more, getting his teammates involved. Now, I think Dallas, you know, a lot of these teams, they tend to take on the personality of their best player. Sometimes in the case of Dallas, I think they take on the personality of Jason Kidd, who, you know, when he was playing, was as mentally tough as you were going to find. And they're now 3-0 in elimination games, so they've done a really good job there. Is climbing up this hill going to be difficult? Of course. It's going to happen one day. Someone's going to come back from 3-0 down. I'm not saying it's going to be this team, but I think there is a mental toughness to this team. And I think, you know, it was important for Luka because I heard Keyshawn talking about teams taking steps. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think a big step was obviously winning a Game 7 on the road. A big step here is not getting swept, giving yourself a chance, because at the very least you put all the pressure back on the Golden State Warriors. I think if Luka could play the way that he played last night, he's obviously going to be, you know, the focal point, but getting other guys involved. And I thought it was important, too. They were attacking the basket more, not just settling for three-pointers. And, you know, they built the big lead, and there they were.
Frank, wait, so let me – do you think Dallas still has a legit chance to win the series?
No, not really. But
at least they're playing tomorrow.
I mean, in a couple of days. So that to me is the important thing. And you do at least put some pressure on Golden State. The way the Warriors move the ball, and come on, man, you know the core of that team has been through this before. The only thing would be, can you imagine if it were to be the Warriors that lose a 3-0 lead after famously losing the 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals to LeBron and Kyrie, a few years back? I don't think that's going to happen. I just think they're too good. I think Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond will find a way. Plus, they're at home. It's going to be. I think the mountain's going to be too tough to climb. But I give Dallas credit. Come on. Phoenix in Game 7, they tapped out a little bit. Miami, the last game that they played against Boston, they tapped out pretty early. Now, I understand the Miami game was an elimination game, but give Dallas credit for showing a little bit of fight and that at least forcing the series back to San Francisco.
No, you're right. They probably aren't going to win it, but what if they take them to 7? What if tomorrow night they win and it's 3-2, and then you get into a game 6 back in Dallas and there's a ejection here, a twist ankle there, you know what I'm saying? And you look up, and it's like, oh, my God. Now, do I think that's going to happen, Frank? Probably not.
You're 100% right. I think if you go back to the year that Cleveland won the championship, you know, and we've been talking about how, you know, poor some of these games have been and really not that entertaining, a lot of blowouts. You know, that finals really wasn't that good until the end of game 4 when LeBron got into it with Draymond. Draymond ends up being suspended for game 5. And then LeBron and Kyrie both had 41 in game 5. Cleveland goes back, wins the game 6. And in game 7, now all the pressure was on the 73-win Golden State Warriors to win the championship, not blow the 3-1 lead, not lose 2 games at home, which, you know, they barely lost at home that entire season. That's why I think, you know, if Dallas can get one more game here, all that chatter is going to start up again. Because let's face it, a lot of people not only have Golden State in the finals already, a lot of people have them, you know, having a parade in San Francisco. So, again, I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't underestimate Jason Kidd. I mean, after what happened in Game 7 against Phoenix, that was, to have your team prepared like that to the rigors of what it's going to be like to play a road elimination game against the best team in the league, that told me something about him and that whole program that they have there.
Mm-hmm. Frank Isola, Sirius XM NBA radio host, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Frank, let's go to this Miami Celtics series that we're going to see tonight. Miami is so hobbled up between Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry. Do you give the edge to Boston to win this series now?
I do, but a lot depends. You know, you look, and it's already Marcus Smart and Robert Williams are questionable. We don't know about Tyler Hero. There's already some reports that maybe he's going to try to play. I just don't know if Miami can score enough, and I give Jimmy Butler a lot of credit. He's clearly not close to 100%. Mm-hmm. He tried to go out there. Maybe they should have pulled the plug on him a little bit earlier to get him rested for tonight. But, you know, Al Horford makes such a huge impact in this series. Look at the, you know, he wasn't available in game 1 and they laid an egg in game 1. He's played really well since then. I thought he was dominant. But for me, Robert Williams, like, he gives him so much trouble around the rim on both ends of the court. He's constantly in and out of line. But I guess he was walking off the court the other night and he was limping again. So he just seems like he's one of these guys that's always going to have injury issues. But I do give Boston the edge. I still go back to that game 6 that they won in Milwaukee. You know, where Tatum, you know, scores 46 points in elimination game on the road against the defending champs. That tells you so much about him and that team. They're going to have to win one more road game, but I think they're good enough to do it. But I would like to see Robert Williams out there.
Frank, how long have you been covering the NBA?
I started covering the Nets way back when they had a crazy team: Kenny Anderson, Derek Coleman.
Mm.
Then I covered the Knicks for like 20 years. I've seen some good basketball. I've seen some heartache.
No, it's safe to say that you've seen a lot of 2-2 deadlocks in the playoffs, I would assume, right?
Yep.
So what is it that the Celtics need to do to get it to 3-2 and get back into Boston?
I think the big thing for them, can they keep it close, which they didn't do in game three. You have to be ready for Miami to give you a big punch early on. I don't think they were ready for it in game 3. But I think another part about it is when they're moving the ball, they're such a better team and they're cutting down on the turnovers. Think about the turnovers that they had in game 3, and which blows you away. Even during their comeback, when they were down 26 or 27, whatever it was, they continued to turn the ball over and they still got to within 1 point. really the series, guys, is about Max Strus making that one shot. Yeah. After Jaylen Brown hit that three with about two and change to go in game three, they get a stop there and score. That really could change things. And Max Strus in that moment, he probably wasn't the first guy that you were going to think about hitting a gutsy shot like that. That, to me, was everything. So if Boston could cut down on the turnovers, continue to share the ball, that's when they're at their best. That's when they've been at their best all playoffs.
Yeah, it helps when they blitz you too offensively. But, Frank, a guy, and I'm happy he got a major contract because I thought it was deserving, and I think he's a Swiss Army knife, and the versatility he brings to the table is different than any other NBA player in Bam Adebayo. But what is going on mentally there? Because in game three, my man took 21 shots, had 31 points, was aggressive. You loved seeing him attack, especially after not doing that game one, game two. Now, I know they were down early 18-1 in the first quarter, and their starters combined for historically poor performance, 18 points overall. But for Bam to take five shots in game four was mind-boggling to me. Can you help me? Can you explain that to me in some form or fashion?
I agree. I also think Robert Williams has a lot to do with that. I think very quietly.
Yeah, but Frank, five shots, though? Five shots?
I get it. But, last year in the first round, and it got completely swept under the rug because they got swept on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend in the afternoon, so nobody was paying attention. Mm-hmm. So they got swept by Milwaukee, and he got dominated by Giannis in that series. So he is a little undersized. You love so much about Bam Adebayo, how hard that he works. Every year he seems to be getting better, but sometimes being a little undersized is a factor. I agree, five is unacceptable. He has to do more. That's why it would worry me about Boston, because, again, the one thing about this Miami Heat team, we all know how mentally tough they are. We all know how well coached they are. Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, they've been through these playoff series a million times. They play all the mental games. You already had Eric Spoelstra talking about the play that Peyton Pritchard made on Jimmy Butler. It's all those little things that go on over the course of a playoff series, trying to win kind of the mind games. But he needs to play better. I just think that he will because, and again, I think a lot will come down to Robert Williams, whether or not he's out there tonight.
Based on what you just said, Frank, by the way, Frank Isola from Sirius XM NBA Radio and also the YES Network and Around the Horn here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max and ESPN Radio. Based on what you've been telling us, this intel, who do you like winning Game 5 tonight?
I think it's going to be Boston. I think Jason Tatum is going to have a big game. Marcus Smart, it would help if he's out there again, but they're going to need Robert Williams at some point. I want to ask you guys now a question. I want to know from Jay if he's the guy in the media that voted Kyrie Irving third team All-NBA. Reveal your identity now, third team All-NBA. He got one vote, one third place vote.
I don't have a vote.
Frank, why not?
Can you believe that? I've been trying to get a vote for a while. I need to have a vote. I do not have a vote. But
who
that
do you have
is
to pay for that.
Exactly.
Now, come on now. I guarantee you both, you and Keyshawn, love the fact that it's like an all-out assault now on the media with these awards. Everyone's saying we have all these biases, stuff like that. Bam Adebayo was upset that he wasn't Defensive Player of the Year. He didn't even play in 60 games.
That's what I'm saying. Just play in games and let the rest speak for itself, Frank.
Frank, I do have a vote for the Lakers, though. I vote that the Lakers go and get Zach LaVine. What do you think? Is that a good vote?
Well, how many knee surgeries has he had? That's the only thing that would bother me about Zach LaVine. And here's another thing, too. He only made the playoffs for the first time in his career this year. I'm not saying that's
Frank.
His fault.
Frank.
Hang on. It wasn't exactly lights out. I'm worried about all those knee injuries. That would be a major concern.
I mean, but Frank, you can make the same case. I mean, how many times, how deep did AD go in the playoffs before he went to the Lakers?
That's fair.
But I am But he was in the playoffs.
He was in the playoffs. I'll give you that.
I'll take
and
anybody.
And he won around.
Frank, I'll take anybody. Every time somebody comes up, yeah, we'll take him. Sure, he's good. Yes.
Maybe a team needs to stop taking guys that used to be injured with their previous teams and hoping they can get healthy with the Lakers. Maybe a team needs to stop doing that when it comes to the Lakers trying to advance. Hey, Frank, always a pleasure, my brother. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Frank.
All right, guys. Keep up the great work on the
Charles
Oakley video.
Still play? Yes.
Thanks, brother.
Frank Isola joining us and Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Don't forget about the NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio, even though Keyshawn's Lakers are not in it. Tune in tonight for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Miami Heat host the Boston Celtics with that series tied at 2, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations. Keyshawn, J. Will and Wax, presented by Progressive Insurance. Speaking of Zach LaVine, let's talk about one of the other teams in the city of Chicago. I'm still laughing about your whole team at the Lakers from that standpoint. Forgive me for that. The Chicago Bears, Peter King put out a list today. Peter King, longtime NFL writer, does a great job. And he had his rankings for the entire NFL. He has the Chicago Bears. A lot of people love Justin Fields, a quarterback, Keyshawn, all the way down at number 28 behind the Jets, the Washington Commanders, whatever they're called, Seattle Seahawks. You look at Chicago, they got that young quarterback. They have a brand new coaching staff. We think he's going to have a better chance. But what does it say about that team that they're barely above Jacksonville, Atlanta, Carolina, and Houston, according to Peter King?
So you said behind Washington?
Washington's 26, yep. Jets are 27, yeah, Seattle's 25.
They're at the bottom of the barrel.
They're four away from being at the bottom, the Bears, according to Peter King.
I get it. I understand what Peter is saying, but I don't know that. Look, Justin Fields, this team doesn't have anything right now. They don't really have any playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Justin Fields really is really their only guy that I see, and he's got to do a lot. Do I think he can? I'm hoping he can. I'm hoping he's the guy who can get 9 wins, scare some teams. I'm hoping it looks promising for him as they continue to build toward the future. Because last year for him was his rookie year, didn't go, you know, he was dealing with Matt Nagy and company, and they were dealing with a lot as a staff, and it was up and down. But I'm hoping that he can muster enough up to where you see a great promise in his future ahead. That's really all you can say. It's not a good team. It just isn't a good football team.
You see, for me, I think the Bears not regressing would be a successful season. Not regressing, Freddie. So they were 6-11 last year.
Right.
Not only did they lose Allen Robinson, they lost guard James Daniels. Yep. They lost Alex Barrs, tackle Elijah Wilkinson, you know, running back Damian Williams, wide receiver Jakeem Grant. They've lost a lot of pieces. So you look at this division, you look at a new coach, a new GM, and Ryan Poles, spoke to him the other day. There's a lot of movement going on. So I think, you know, look, Chicago Bear fans don't want to hear this, but if you can get back to 6 wins or somewhere slightly above that, that's a step in the right direction considering the pieces they've lost.
Absolutely. If you can win 6, 7, I'm hoping 9, just because he does some magical stuff in 2 or 3 games and all of a sudden you see, he's growing up before our eyes. If he could take a Jalen Hurts, so to speak, step.
Right.
Not get him into the playoffs, but you know how Jalen Hurts kind of did some stuff that made you go, wow, okay, well, he might got – that's what I want to see.
Okay.
Although Jalen Hurts had a little more pop on the offensive side in terms of what they were doing in terms of playmakers, he doesn't have that, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all.
He's going to go through a second rookie year. Compared to Jalen Hurts, because
He's going to go through a first rookie year.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's very fair, because in terms of whatever was going on last year in a lame duck situation with a coach and a general manager, it's really hard to do anything at your job when you got all those clouds around you that you have to deal with. And all the way they're looking for you to be the guy. So at least he has that baseline where you got a coach coming in that's going to believe in you from the jump when it comes to Matt Eberflus. You got Luke Getsy as an offensive coordinator. You get a chance to grow together with the Chicago Bears. If anything, he has a better chance. It may not show up in the record, but at least he has a better chance to have any kind of success, because now everybody is reading the same book. Not got one guy reading War and Peace and another guy reading the Bible in Chicago. Everybody's reading the same book, and that's only going to be good for his development, not just this year, but going into the future.
Freddie, when you're young and you're a rookie and you're on a bad team and you're supposed to be the guy and you get bad coaching and it's like just bad, it's a bad situation, and you know the coach probably is going to get fired like they did last year. I've been through that as a rookie, okay, where I knew the coach wasn't coming back,
I
also knew that he probably should have never had the damn job to begin with. It's just a different – and then all of a sudden you get a coach that actually knows what he's doing, and I don't know if Eberflus knows what he's doing or not. I'm assuming he does.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he doesn't at this point in time, I'm willing to give him an opportunity and a chance to show me that he's capable of trying to get it turned around. It'll be a world of a difference for Justin Fields and company if that's the case. But when you're on a bad team, Jay, you got bad coaches, ain't nothing you can do.
I was on a bad team in Chicago, and I think when I've been there
before. You didn't say bad coaching, though.
Oh, man, bad coaching. We were in the triangle. We had a guard-oriented offense. You tell me about it. Anyway, all I'm saying, though, and Freddie, we used to have these conversations with my agent all the time. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, We're not sure the coaching style is going to change right now. It may in the future. But the most important thing for you is to continue to show that you are getting more comfortable on the court. So for Justin Fields, being more comfortable in the pocket as a quarterback on the field and showing progression, his completion percentage, increasing that, right? Like, I think that's the biggest thing you're looking for if you're a Bears fan. Right. You want to know that, hey, my quarterback is moving in the right direction.
Yeah,
and if we
absolutely.
Can surround him with the right pieces and we're establishing the right foundation, regardless of how many wins that equates to, we feel like we're moving
this
in the right
this
direction.
This is a burn year.
Yes.
You burn this year. It's a burn year. That's all. You burn this year.
Yep.
You try to show progress. You get better. You compile some draft picks. You draft better. Free agency better. You get some money. 2023 is a much better year for you. Then now you start to look to 24 and 25 because mm-hmm. there's no stress
right.
from a contract standpoint on making any decisions on Justin Fields right now anyway. So you just want to build toward the future.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2. Meanwhile, Peter King, his top five teams, part of his Football Morning in America column. He has Buffalo number one, Chargers number two,
oof.
Chiefs number three,
ooh.
Rams number four, Green Bay five, Tampa Bay six, Cincinnati 7, Baltimore 8, Philly 9, and San Francisco 10.
He is Philly 9.
Wait, hold on, man. Where
he
got
Philly 9?
Where does – not where he got.
Where he got.
Where does
– where he got.
Whatever.
Every
now and then, some of it come out. So let me get back to the King's English, so to speak. Where does he have the New Orleans Saints?
He has the Saints right now in his top 15. He has them at number
15.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He has the New Orleans Saints, as I'm looking through his list. He has the Saints at number 11.
Oh, okay.
Number 11.
No, there is no okay.
Yeah. Why is it not okay?
Well, because Michael Thomas is back healthy. He's at OTAs doing his deal.
You know what this
Chris
is.
Chris Olave is drafted.
That's a bad
home run
right
hitter.
Alvin
they
Taylor.
Just signed
Jarvis Landry.
Camaro will be back. The defense got better. They just signed Honey Badger.
Okay. You know what this is, King?
Like, come on, man.
This
stop.
Is,
man.
You know what this is?
Yeah. What is
this?
It?
This is Jameis Winston.
Peter, call me.
This is Jameis Winston. People aren't sure that he's going to be the guy.
He was good. Well, I know his knee issues, but he was fine prior to his knee.
But you can see that. You can have them just.
But
I mean,
how
look,
you going to have how you gonna have Baltimore ahead of him? You don't even know what Baltimore has. Well,
but if you're New Orleans, I'd rather be
they
on
got
the outside.
A bunch of dudes with ACLs and everything.
You feel me, Freddie? If I'm Baltimore, if I'm New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are projecting them to be that team.
Yeah.
I don't want those projections yet.
I
you know what I mean? I'd rather have less expectations and then.
But I'm speaking from a nepotism fan base
yes.
standpoint with
it.
My family.
Right.
I need to feel
yeah.
where New Orleans is at.
Okay.
I just need
yeah.
to see that.
That's fair.
Put it this way.
Because if you think they got Tampa Bay's number in the regular season every year, How Tampa Bay gonna be in one spot and they're not even at the top 10.
I'm with you on that.
No, yeah. man. Peter, call me.
But don't worry, we're gonna talk to Peter King at 8:10 Eastern time, so you won't have to call him. You'll get a chance to call
good.
Him out about the Saints being 11.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say about the Saints defense, they got a bunch of filthy McNasties over there on defense. And if those guys can play anywhere near, and Winston, whatever he does with the kind of weapons that they have, that's a team that could be a top 3, top 4 team potentially in the
yes.
NFC.
Freddie, by the way, a lot of pressure on the Chargers now. All that stuff with Brandon Staley last year and all the analytics, we're going to find out this year.
Well, to me, there's no pressure.
The Saints out of the playoffs, man.
Yeah, there's no pressure on Justin Herbert, in my opinion, because that guy's an elite quarterback.
I didn't say Justin Herbert.
No, that's what
Brandon
I'm saying.
Staley.
The coach, because the coach, in my opinion, lost in 3 or 4 games last year. In my opinion.
Oh, man. He must have been listening to me a couple weeks ago.
And you got Justin Herbert in the, you know, the preseason odds in the MVP conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
People saying that, you know, statistically, he is doing things that are in the top tier.
Sure.
Of quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Until you get Kansas in that division.
I got Max Kellerman every day.
I love Jay because Jay say people. No, Max Kellerman.
Yes.
He didn't
damn
call
people.
By name.
Max said it.
You know.
Our co-host.
Yes. That's Jay protecting the show.
Yes.
No. Max
protecting
said it.
Protecting the show.
Put his name on it.
Statistically, though, he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong, Freddie.
We'll see. Key put his name on it by, you should not be excited about the Mavericks picking up a win in the Western Conference Finals. That's next with Key, Jay, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.